Now I want you to turn to a very well-known portion this evening in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. The Gospel of Luke and chapter 15, verse 11. And he, that is the Lord Jesus, said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, the father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now that'll suffice for what's on our mind for the meeting this afternoon. Now, the last few nights we've been looking at that other lovely passage in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, where a man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He made the decision. He went down, and the result was, we noticed, he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of everything, and the poor man was left half dead. And he was in need of someone to come to where he was and to undertake for his case and to meet his need. Thank God for the certain Samaritan. Very often it's called the Good Samaritan. We said on Friday night, Mr. Knox used to tell us, there was hundreds of good Samaritans, but there was only one certain Samaritan, and that speaks so beautifully of the Lord Jesus. And we noticed on Friday night that the Lord Jesus is able to save and able to give to a person that could give nothing, everything. And that's the Savior we preach in the Gospel. Today I want you to see not so much the Savior going to a sinner, but I want you to notice a sinner, and we're going to see him as a sinner, and he's going to come to the Father. It's the reverse. You see, we often say a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior will always meet. And there is such a thing as the Lord Jesus in Luke 10 and 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Isn't it wonderful? I think he's been seeking souls in these meetings and wants to save for eternity. But there's the other aspect now. A sinner, if they're going to be blessed, must seek the Lord. Now there's four little thoughts I want to notice very quickly in this case this afternoon. I want you to think of his wealth. He demands of the father his inheritance, and he gets a lot of money. And I can tell you, when I think of this, I think how proud he must have been as he took his leave into a far country. I want to think of his wealth. Then I want to consider his waste. For it says he wasted his substance. That's just all that he had. He wasted it, riotous living. So what comes easy, goes easy, they used to say, and here's an example of that. And then thirdly, I want you to notice his want. And he began to be in want. So he got the inheritance, the wealth, and then he wasted the wealth, and then he became in want. And that's usually what happens. But I want you then, lastly, to think of his wisdom. Because he has decided this, I'm going to go to the Father. And I don't know if he believed the Father would accept him, but he did believe this, that if he stayed where he was going to perish forever. And he had to do something, and he rose and came to the Father. Now, first of all, the wealth. You see, in Jewish law, the inheritance was only distributed when the father died. Now, are you following that? So the father had to die, and the father's estate then would be divided. So what this person was saying is much as this. As far as I'm concerned, you're dead. And I want the money now. I want to enjoy myself now. And what I thought was how good the father was in dividing his inheritance and giving to both boys. And here this person, hey Harry, Henry, down the back, quick, down to your mummy. That's good. And the father distributed his inheritance. I enjoyed this today as I thought of it. How good is the God we adore. Do you know, when I look at life, God has given us everything. We deserve nothing. We have nothing to offer God, and God has given us everything. I hope you all had a good dinner. And I hope we give thanks for the dinner. For every good and perfect gift comes down from God himself. And here's a young man, and the father graciously splits his inheritance and gives to a boy who deserved nothing all his inheritance. And I can see a fellow, he's very pleased about the whole matter. Can you see him going with a nice suit on him? And he's heading out. And he's going to get, the idea here is a foreign country. He's going to get as far away from the father as it's possible to get. And he makes the country. And it says here, he wasted his substance with riotous living. You know, there's a lot of people around Belfast. I used to hear them say, God is dead. And they don't recognize God anymore. And they're going to do it their way. They're going to enjoy life as they see it. Laugh and enjoy the pleasures of sin that are just for a season. And away he goes to the far country. And didn't he live it up? Do you know, when you have money, your friends, and very often when the money goes, the friends go. Now, young people, you remember this. As far as this world is concerned, we're living in a day of selfishness. And sin, we noticed in the man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, it stripped him of his dignity. It stripped him of his morals. It stripped him of his money. It stripped him of everything. And here's another example of a person living without God and living in their sins and living to enjoy the pleasures of sin that are just for a season. I don't know, how are you living now? Are you going down the broad road like the man in Luke 10? Are you in the meeting today and you have your sights set on the far country to enjoy what you think is life itself? Well, here's a young man, and out he went, and said he wasted it all on riotous living. And could you imagine this? Why he left the father's house, I don't know in the first place. But he's now stripped of everything, and it says he began to be in want. Boys, a dear, when you see some of the things that I have seen in my lifetime, and see the disastrous results of people living for their sin. Imagine a young man, from a Jewish standpoint, swine was an unclean beast, and he's reduced to feeding the pigs in the field. How low a person can get. And that's sadly, the situation. And it says he fain would have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. He didn't even have the pig's food. So he was stripped of everything. And in his absolute want, and this is what we want to get to, he comes to a point where I've nothing, I've tried it all. You could say he came to a dead end corner. Anybody ever been there? No way to turn. And he's facing reality. And he gets to this point. I perish with hunger. And then it says, he had a good look at himself. He came to himself. That's what that means. I remember the night as a wee boy of 15 and a half. I had a wee look at myself. I didn't like what I saw. I realized I was a sinner. And mind you, today when I think of when God was looking down at me, it was only a wee fraction of the bad picture. God sees us as we are. God sees us exactly in our state. And here's a young man, and it says he came to himself. Do you know this would be a good meeting if someone started to ask themselves questions? Now, talking to yourself isn't a sign of madness. Sometimes you need to start to talk to yourself. What's going to happen to me if I don't get saved? What's going to happen to me if I stay where I am? What does the future hold if I keep going on the way I'm going? Wasn't God good? I tell you, the goodness of God is amazing. To think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, we scarce can take it in. And on the cross we have got the display of God's love. And you know, I'm glad that I'm amongst the few today in the day of society that just thank God for the Lord Jesus dying for a sinner like me. That's the goodness of God. You mightn't appreciate it. I hope you do. It would be a good meeting if you just took it in today. I am the guilty sinner. I'm just like the prodigal. I'm down as far as I can do. If I die, I'll not be in heaven and going to be lost. But Jesus died for me. You could come from poverty to riches today. You could reach a point where the gift of God is eternal life. You didn't earn it, you didn't deserve it, but you would get it all through the grace of Almighty God. He came to himself. Now, he not only came to himself, but he decided something. He decided, I'm going to arise and go to the Father. That word arise is interesting. He arose from the dead. Hey? In other words, in his condition, he's dead. In our sinful condition, we're dead. But God takes people and they're wretches and they're down and they're in their sin. And God changes them and makes them something to look at. Sons of God, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. He says, I'm going to arise and I'm going to go to the Father. And here's repentance. I'm going to say to the Father, Father, I've sinned. I've sinned against heaven, so have you, so has all of us. I deserve nothing. And when he came, you see, there's one thing saying, oh yes, I intend to get saved, and I intend to be in heaven, and someday I intend to put the whole thing right. There's another thing when you take the first step. It says he arose. He got off his seat. He done something about it. So someone in the meeting, what could I do about this? You could seek the Lord while he may be found, and it comes about with a one first step. If you don't go in for salvation, you're going to miss Christ. And to miss Christ, you're going to miss heaven. And so the all important first step is this. No matter what the cost is, no matter what's in front of me, I'm going to get this matter of salvation. It's priority number one. I'm going to get it settled, and I'm going to arise and go to the Father. Thank God. When the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The sinner who comes in all their sin, they're sure of this. What a welcome. What a welcome. Said the Lord Jesus, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. So some of them too bad. I've nothing to offer God. No, neither had any of us. If you come as you are, as a sinner, to the Lord Jesus in repentance, he turned his back on the far country, and he turned his face to the Father, and he came in all his need. I tell you, I was thinking today, probably mentioned again, but when the Father saw him, he was a pitiful sight. Down with the pigs. I might have said this before in the meeting. I stayed with a person in County Antrim that kept pigs. And I found this out. You'd never open your window before 9 a.m. when he was cleaning them. Oh. And he lived with them. He deserved not. Just you picture him going out and all what he had and see him coming back in his wretchedness. Everything stripped of him. He had nothing. And yet the Father saw him afar off, waiting for him. And he ran, and he fell on his neck and kissed him. There's just a welcome for you tonight if you come as a sinner to the Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless his word.